And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
And good afternoon and welcome to the Community Connection Show. This is Michael Goodrich from Yarra Rangers Council. It's our first show back for the new year for 2020, which is crazy to say 2020. Can't believe that's possible. So we had a bit of break over Christmas in January, and this is our first show back. So a lot to talk about. Got about five guests today, which is fantastic. So we can do a bit of a rotation through today. First up, we've got Julian Guest from Council Pet talking about Solar Savers. We've got Emma Buckley talking about our small grants youth workshops, which is really exciting to see, supporting young people to apply for small grants to help them see projects happening in the Upper Yarra and across Yarra Ranges. Followed by Leanne and Melanie from the Warburton Summer Produce Market happening in Warburton with their updates. And finally, a really exciting year. This is the 10th anniversary for COHA. So we have Su Yin to follow the show up at the end to talk about the history, the present and the future for COHA. So that's a amazing story to hear at the end of the show today. But first, welcome Julian. Welcome Emma.
G'day, Michael.
Hello.
So, Julian, we last caught up. You had a few updates around the sustainability program at Council and how Council's supporting businesses. And you've got a new announcement for residents as well today.
Yes, I'm here to talk about our Solar Savers scheme, which is Council's initiative, not just Yarra Rangers Council, but 10 other councils as well, who have clubbed together and brought together a so-called bulk buy program. This is where councils are clubbing together to make it easier for residents to put rooftop solar on their houses. So this scheme went live in December for Yarra Rangers residents, and we'll be going through to May promoting this scheme. And it's really good because, Michael, a lot of people get confused about solar, what it is. They don't understand about the types of panels, what does it do, what types of inverters. It's all very confusing.
It is, yeah.
And what Solar Savers has done is taken that complexity out of it and said, here is a quality system, here is a quality installer, go through us and we can deliver a quality solar system to you and you won't have any worries.
Yeah, so my understanding is you've got out to investigate and researched the best providers for solar and sort of vetted them, and here's your test of saying here's the pins we've worked with.
That's right. We went out to tender through the Municipal Association of Victoria, and as part of that process, we are more or less guaranteed that the installers, as well as the products they're installing, are of very first-rate quality. Even so, even though we've done that, we're also auditing the installations as they happen. So around 5% of installations get audited, and that keeps the installers on their toes to make sure what they're putting up is as the approved standards. Every solar system has to be signed off with a certificate of safety, of electrical safety, and this is going above and beyond that. So going through Solar Savers, residents will be assured of a quality product and quality installations going on their roofs.
Yeah, brilliant. So if I'm a homeowner in Yarra Rangers, what's my first step?
Go to solarsavers.org.au where you can register interest. So basically, if you've got a sunny roof and you are an own homeowner of the property, you will be eligible for the program. Now, Solar Savers started some years ago, and initially it was for pensioners only, where we're providing extra assistance to pensioners. Now it's open to all homeowners, but keeping in mind that we want to give our pensioners a little bit of help, they will also be eligible for a discount, which is, for a standard system, it's $350 off the promoted price. Now, every solar installation is a little different, so I won't tell you what the overall price is.
Different roof, different house, all the rest.
That's right. So they do vary, but pensioners would be eligible for that small discount. And if they wanted to, they could also apply for a special low-interest loan to help them with their installation as
well. Yeah, great. And how those loans work in regards to the repayments, if understanding is if you sort of balance it out, they'll cost similar to your regular bill.
That's right. So they're over an extended period. It's through Bank Australia, which is a very ethical bank. And part of Solar Savers, Savers mantra is to make sure that even after paying off the loan, those pensioners will be better off to the tune of at least $100 a year.
Yeah, great.
So they're making sure that those pensioners are ahead from day one.
Yes, yeah, and save you for paying your bills.
That's right, that's right. So, but I say the scheme is open to everybody now. We're just giving pensioners a little bit of extra help. So if you can register, solarsavers.org.au. Now, if you're interested, I'll be running a series of information sessions in local libraries. And in the Yarra Valley, I'll be at Liddydale on the 25th of February at 2 p.m. Yarra Junction on the 23rd of March, and Hillsville on the 15th of April. Now, if you go to the Eastern Regional Library's website, you can look up the sessions and you can register online. If you want more information, I'll be talking about Solar Savers, and I'll also be talking about energy efficiency. So even if you don't have a sunny roof, there may be things that you can do already to reduce your energy usage and save some money at the same time, and do your little bit to curtail climate change, which is what this is all about.
Yeah, beautiful. So those dates again for the...
So Liddydale on the 25th of Feb, Yarra Junction on the 23rd of March, and Hillsville on the 15th of April. And I'll also be speaking at a Hillsville Community Renewable Energy event on Monday the 2nd of March at 7 p.m. So if you go to the Hillsville Core website, you can get details there.
Great. And these Liddydale, Yarra Junction, Hillsville at the libraries?
Eastern Regional Libraries website.
And 2 p.m.?
At 2 p.m., all of them, that's right.
Beautiful.
And I just wanted to, just before I go, Michael, just want to mention another event that Council are putting on the 29th of February. There's that amazing documentary that was out last year called 2040. It was envisaging what the future maybe like, you know, 20 years from now. And we're putting on this film. It's going to be shown at Mater Christi School in Belgrave in the morning of the 29th, and at Liddydale at Mount Scopus College in the afternoon. So come along to that. There'll be, if it's not on the Yarra Rangers website already, it will be very shortly. So it's a fantastic film, fantastic opportunity for young people, for older people, everybody to come and hear what the future may look like and what you can do about climate change.
Beautiful. And that movie again was the name of the movie?
It's 2040.
2040.
And it will feature the filmmaker, Damon Gammu. So he will feature there. He'll be available to answer questions at the end of each of those screenings.
Yep.
He's quite a well-known personality. And it's very cheap to go. I think the tickets are only $5 each, and money raised will be going to the bushfires as well. So it'll be really good to come along to 2040 on the Saturday, the 29th of February.
Beautiful. And so you think if you want to find more information, go to the council website and search?
It should be on the council website. Yep. If it's not there now, it should be there this week. And so just look out for the promotions, or give us a call at council. My name's Julian. Give me a call and I'll let you know the details.
Fantastic. Thank you, Julian. Here with me now is Emma Buckley. So, Emma, you're from the Creative Communities team at Council.
Yes, I'm the Cultural Development Officer.
What do you do? What is that?
Yeah, good question. Look, I do a lot of different things, and one of the things that I am involved quite heavily with is our grant program for projects that are community-led, usually have an arts or heritage side to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a lot of crossover because there's some great projects out there, and I sort of help our grantees deliver their projects, give them act as a liaison between council and the community to try to help them deliver their projects.
Yeah, brilliant. And so one of the parts of the council have, we have grants, and they have a small grants which are run every month.
Yes.
Up to $1,000.
Yes.
And one particular stream in that is actually for youth.
Yes. Well, we have, so within the small grants program, which is offers support to not-for-profit groups and community groups and individuals for projects up to $1,000, and they're run most months, so it's the deadline is sort of the last, from what I can gather, it's the last day of the month.
Yep.
And we're quite keen to make younger people, so people who are under 25, aware of the opportunities that they could, if they have a good idea for something for the community, a project, an event, a festival that they might be keen on delivering, we're very keen to get younger people involved in the grants project and fund their ideas and their projects.
Yeah, brilliant. So these are really great grants to help you do a small project or an event, or if you've got an idea of what you'd like to do, it's easy to call council, talk to me if you like, or talk to Emma if it's about events and festivals as well. But you're putting on a youth workshop, haven't you?
We've got a couple of youth grant information sessions and workshops to get the information out there to younger people in the Upper Yarra area. And these information sessions are essentially a way of where do you start? So what funding is on offer? How do you even begin to formulate your ideas? An opportunity to meet some of the grants team and some of the people in council who can directly help you with your application and help you with your project. And we've got two sessions coming up at the Koha Cafe. It's the Warburton Community Space, and I've been told that it's the old Senior Citizens Hall at 25A Dammons Road in Warburton. And we have those sessions coming up 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. on Friday the 7th of February, so this Friday at 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. And we have a follow-up session 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday the 20th of March.
Yeah, beautiful. So you'll be there?
I'll be there. Yes. We have a representative from our grants team. We have another member of the team that I work with, Karen Muhlman, who festival and events. She's a guru in that space. And so that session is sort of just to get your heads around what grants are available and how you can even begin to access some of this funding that we definitely want to give to you.
Yeah, and these grants are really about supporting community, because they're best place to know what community wants and the interests are and how to deliver that as well. So this grant's around helping community run events and programs and festivals and all those things, and using their knowledge and their expertise and their connections to deliver those programs, which is great.
Yes.
And for young people, I guess it's hard to navigate, you know, applying this application process and knowing what an auspice is.
It's hard for everybody.
Yeah.
But I guess it's opportunities for younger people where they might not realise that you've got a lot of skills and a lot of knowledge that you can impart to your community to deliver events that you want to see in your community that's got benefit for the greater community as well.
Mm-hmm.
And these sorts of experiences can give young people experience in event planning, can look great on your resume. If you can put a grant together and get funding, that all looks great on for professional experience as well for the young people, and we want to help that happen.
Yeah, and even if you've got like a passion, but not quite sure what you want to do, or what it looks like, you can come down, you can talk about that, and you bring some ideas to other young people or the staff there as well, and work out, you know, who you can work with and what might be possible.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, we actually love it when people come without a full idea of what they want, because we can really help you to shape that to fit like our guidelines and what we're looking for in terms of community events, and we can sort of help ideas from that early stage as well.
Yeah, brilliant. And so again, the dates and time location?
Yes, so we've got one coming up this Friday, the 7th of February, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's at Warburton Community Space at 25A Dammons Road, Warburton. And the following session is 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, the 20th of March, again at the Warburton Community Space.
Yeah, beautiful. And if you don't have a pen or paper, you can search on our website, council website.
Yes.
And it'll be on there as well. So youth grants there, and you'll find that.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much, Emma.
Great, thank you.
Good luck this Friday.
Ah, cheers, thank you.
thinking on the words you say. Let's leave behind the city lights, noise as in now way. River in a red gown, reaching to the sky. Mare diamond fighting, singing loud tonight, laying beside you. Thinking on the words you say. Let's leave behind city lights, the noise as they now hit. Someday,
someday,
we will be free from the things that contain night.
You are listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
And you've just been listening to some beautiful local music, and I've got some lovely local people next to me here. Hello, Anne. Hello, Melanie.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Now, who were we just listening to? Who was that?
That was Niecy and the White Pearls, and that was, in fact, their first ever live performance, which was on another community radio station.
Amazing. Yeah. And they're playing soon, aren't they?
Yes. So their first actual gig is this Friday at the Warburton Summer Produce Market.
Lovely.
And their second gig will also be in Warburton at the Koha 10th birthday celebration.
Ah, beautiful.
Next Thursday the 13th.
It is, so, yes.
Yes.
And you're here today because both of you are very much involved in running the Warburton Summer Produce Market.
Yes, we are. Gosh, it's been fantastic so far how it's run. We've had 2 weeks that it's run, and and we've got another six to go. So, yeah, it's been, the response has been incredible. People have been waiting for this all summer.
Yes.
The, you know, the sort of excitement's built as it's gone, and, you know, we've just tried to give people all the beautiful things that they would love to come and enjoy at this community market, as well as, you know, kind of trying to invite lots of visitors from Melbourne and other areas who've come. So there's lots of new people turning up and lots of the community supporting it. It's been great.
Fantastic. So if you're listening to it now and you've never been up to the market, what do we expect?
Well, I guess a whole range of things. We've tried to cater for everyone a bit. So there's lots of local produce growers, so organic, biodynamic growers that, you know, have been waiting kind of with all their produce ready to sell. And this is something that people come for to do their weekly shopping.
Yes,
like they look forward to this.
Yeah. Buy local, eat local.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really abundant, beautiful, like lots of the summer fruits and all the veg there, and also lots of the other small local businesses, you know, bread baking, cheeses and wines. You know, like it's... Yeah,
honey.
Oh.
So you can sort of source most of your shopping there, really.
Do your weekly shop this Friday.
Yeah. So I guess that's where it stems from, just wanting to have that base every week so people can look forward to that. But then, you know, we've got more stallholders probably than we ever have, and it's building every week with lots of local artists coming. Arts and crafts, you know, and there's so many small businesses in the valley, and that are looking for that support as well.
Reflexology and Zen Thai massage. This week, so if you just need to
bliss out on
after
a Friday night,
a week of work, come and have your weekly treatment
down by Thomas Avenue in Warburton.
Near the river, looking out over to the mountains.
Yeah,
the river flowing past.
It's a magical setting, you know. I've been one of those people sitting there. Having a drink in one hand, a nibble in another, having a foot massage, you know, it's looking at the river, smiling, waving at people.
Bring a picnic blanket.
Yeah, it's really good. We've also got volunteer organisations. The CFA have been there, which has been great. Sort of giving information and obviously looking for donations and support from the public and wildlife organisations, environmental ones as well.
Mm. Warburton Community Op Shop, which is pretty fresh in Warby.
Yes, just started last year and going amazing.
Yep, they had a stall at the first one and plan to be back again this week.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, and then there's lots of other stallholders, and certainly there's entertainment, which is what everyone really loves.
Yes.
So performers, you know, sort of some local youth have been coming in and doing performances. Leanne's done a few. She'll talk about those in a minute. There's different bands, all different sort of styles of music. You know, we've had the Yarra Valley Drummers in. Mm. We're hoping to get them back again because they're such a great hit.
We'll have the
open mic night, you know.
Yeah.
The Climate Choir
is
coming to one of them. I can't remember. Fantastic. Maybe the last one. As well as Belly Dance will be at the last one.
Yeah.
The Anecdote on the 6th of March.
And then we've also got local schools and community groups coming in and doing performances. So, again, it's just a really diverse mix where we're just inviting all different people to come.
Yes, beautiful. And so if you maybe are an artist or you think I'd like to have a stall, how do we contact you?
You can go to warbysummerproduce.market and you can apply for a stall there. We are getting pretty full, so getting quick. The music lineup is pretty full. But we are looking at doing a few little open mics.
Yeah,
so
brilliant.
If people
bring your guitar down or your bongos.
Yeah, but this week was going to be an open mic, but because we cancelled the last market due to extreme heat, we've moved those performers to this week. And this week is going to be an all-female lineup.
Wow.
So that's very exciting. We've got a young local performer, Jasmina, coming to play at 5 o'clock, and then Nisi and the White Pearls, which is a five-piece all-female band, which I just happen to be a part of as the percussionist. And, so very excited for this Friday and for the rest of them as well.
Fantastic.
We've got lots of talent.
And you're on Facebook as well, so people can update it.
Yep.
Yes. We've got one of our youth team who's helping to manage the social media and Facebook promotion as well. So, it's sort of across the board with all of that. So, no reason not to find out all about the market and, heading along Thomas Avenue, starts at 4:30 and can't miss it.
Yes. You know, it's lunchtime, my mouth just watering, thinking about this lovely local produce.
Yes, come for dinner.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, yes. You can. There's snacks and beautiful treats there and delicious ice creams and frozen fruit, smooth. There's all sorts of things, but you can certainly come and have a meal as well. Plenty of food.
Lovely. Thank you so much. And the last one for the month, for this year, you've got another 6-7 to go, is that correct?
Yeah, we mentioned that last week's we couldn't run because of the weather. So, yes, we're still planning to run the next 6 on schedule.
Yeah, yep.
So, which gives us that sort of an extra week extension on the initial date.
Yeah.
So, the confirmed last marker is the 6th of March, but we are looking at extending it and actually holding the last one with the River Folk Festival on Friday the 13th.
So there you go.
We'll keep people posted if that's happening. If you like Warburton Summer Produce Market on Facebook, we'll keep you up to date with what's happening there.
Beautiful. Every Friday, Thomas Avenue, 6 p.m.
4:30 till sunset.
Yep.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a lovely, lovely Friday. And just to recognise that this is a volunteer run. You guys here are doing a lot of hard work and organising this, and it's a lot of volunteers involved and community involved making it happen. So it's a lot of hard work and supporting community. It's amazing to see these markets, how important they are to bring people together, help people run their own businesses and perform and really connect with each other.
Absolutely. It's full of love and joy, actually. Like on the first week, we looked around and saw just how people were responding, and then the feedback afterwards. It's such a joyous experience. So we encourage you to come down and join in on that because it's fantastic fun.
Beautiful. And we've got another song coming up from...
Nisi and the White Pearls.
Nisi and the White Pearls. Enjoy.
I am stronger than I've been told, so much stronger than the lies I've been sold. You promised to change, so I let my dreams fade. It's time to walk away. When I've tried everything that I can, felt the sting of your tongue and your hand. When I'm worn out, I'm broken, and the tears keep on falling, it's time to walk away. Walk away, walk away. Walk away. Walk away. Walk begins today. Tomorrow begins today.
And our last guest for today, it's been a bit of a quick roundabout in this room today. We've had a few guests in, but lastly, and very special guest, Sue Yin, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good.
That's good.
Now, you have some great stories to tell about Koha, because it's been your 10th anniversary, 10th birthday.
Yes, it has. So Koha Community Cafe started 10 years ago. A bit excited. It was only meant to be a six-month project originally, and it was part of my study in the Diploma of Community Development.
Mm-hmm.
That was my little project. And we found after 6 months that everyone really was keen for it to continue. So
yeah.
It has.
It's incredible. From little seed, from big things.
Yeah.
Small things.
Yep. Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. We were very lucky to. It took us a while to get some funding to get it started.
Yeah.
So we were very lucky to eventually get some funding from the local community bank. And that got us started.
Yeah.
Yep.
So 10 years ago, what did Koha look like 10 years ago?
Oh, it was me and a chef. but we did have, because originally when I first was working on this project, I had to do my research to mm-hmm. find out whether people would be interested, whether they would come.
Yes.
Whether it suited what people wanted. And so all the people that filled in a survey or talked to me and left an email address, we brought them along with them for that ride, which took 18 months to actually officially open.
Yes.
So along that 18 months, they came along with us.
It's amazing. It's a long journey to get started. It's a lot of work, even just to have that first cafe.
Absolutely. So when we started, we had plenty of volunteers because they came along with us.
They were part of the journey.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. Yep.
And are there still some original volunteers from 10 years ago?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
We have Trish, who's been on our committee pretty much since day dot.
Mm-hmm.
Fiona, our chef, while she moved on, came back temporarily last year, but she's still around and helps out with catering jobs that we might do and, you know, various events. So, there's a few around, and then there's a few that came on a couple of years in, and they're all around still as well, so that's been really good.
And roughly, how many volunteers do you have now? Because you've had quite a big team.
Oh, goodness. I suppose we can call on probably about 40 at the moment.
It's incredible.
But Nina invited all our volunteer database out to the birthday party, and it was over 100.
Yes.
To invite. So, you know, over that time, 10 years, over 100 or more people have volunteered.
It's amazing. Mm. And I'd actually never asked it, but Koha.
Yep.
Where did that name come from?
Okay, so Koha is actually a Maori word.
Ah.
A friend of mine from New Zealand, I was explaining the concept to her over 10 years ago now, and she said, oh, that sounds very Koha, which means a sort of a reciprocal gift.
Ah.
And I thought, oh, wow, I like that.
That's
how it became Koha.
Yeah. Yeah. And for somebody who's never been to Koha or ever heard of it, what is it? What is Koha?
Okay, so it's a community cafe. We run it one night a week from 6 till 8. We provide a three-course vegetarian meal. It's different every week depending on what we get donated and what we get, because we get some produce from Second Bite as well.
Yes.
And so the menu is different every single week. And anyone can come. They can come and have a meal regardless of whether they could pay or not. So all we ask is for a donation.
Yes.
So sometimes people will turn up, they've got no money, but they want to do something, so they'll help us clean up at the end of the night.
Yep.
Or so they'll volunteer for a couple of hours.
The Koha idea of...
Absolutely.
Yep, trade. Yeah,
a return.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, reciprocal relationship, I guess. So, yeah, and we just find that it's been very popular, particularly for young families.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young families can't afford to go to a cafe, to a restaurant or cafe.
It's very expensive,
With a few kids, they can come and play.
And see one and see community. And
That's right. And we've got a lot of equipment for the kids to play. Our new venue now, thanks to Yarra Rangers Council, is the old Warburton Senior Citizens Building now in Demons Road in Warburton. And we've got masses of books and toys and all sorts of things.
It's amazing to see that place now. Once you moved in, it's just alive and Kauha Cafe on Thursdays happening, but other community groups are also doing events there and social activities. It's fantastic. Mm, so this is your new home. Well, where was your first home?
We're at Yarraburn Centre at Yarra Junction.
Yes.
And that was very deliberate at the time because we felt that people could come up or down the line on public transport to a junction. And it was the most accessible place at the time.
Yes.
And there was nothing really to eat or was open to eat in Yarra Junction either 10 years ago. It's a bit different now. So that's the reasoning behind it. But we used to get people from Healesville, Yarra Glen, Upway. We still have some that come up occasionally from Croydon. People have come from all over.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so Thursday nights?
Yes, Thursday nights.
It's your dinners. And what else happens at Kauha?
Okay, so we have a Monday lunch from 12 till 2, and that's also by donation. So that's every Monday. Because we've created a space where we want people to use and come in and use it for community activities, we have games night on Mondays, but that's changing now. We have Cat Prince Theatre Group are in there and they have their own little production props department now in there and use the stage to practice on. We've got Qigong, a local that does Qigong every Wednesday. We have Created Space on Friday, which is just people bringing in their craft and sitting around having a chat and doing their bits of craft.
Yeah.
And also just the book exchange. So we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books.
Yes.
And we would love people to come and take the books. So people can borrow them or take them, put some back if they want.
Yep.
So that's always accessible. We also have a pool table at this venue, so that's really exciting. A real one. And also a mini kids one as well. And in between that, we've had at the end of last year, we had Warburton Primary School had their grade 6 graduation dinner there.
Wonderful.
So they really enjoyed it. And we've got a few people booking for various things, meetings and Cat Print, as I said, rehearses there for their plays. And we're always open to people coming in and using the space, and we've tried to make it as cheap as possible. Because
and it is very affordable. So now that you're managing that location, you're at that venue, people can come in and book for
their
own community event if they want to have kids' party. How do they book?
So they can, it's a very long email address. It's contactkauhacommunitycafe@gmail.com. If they just email Andrea, and she can let them know availability and costs.
Yeah.
So it's very cheap.
And that information's on your website?
No, but it's there is PDFs on our Facebook page.
Right.
Yep.
So just Facebook Kauha Cafe?
Yep, Kauha Community Cafe or Warburton Community Space.
Yes.
So we had two separate venues. It's a bit of a complicated story, but they're together now.
Now they're one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you've also been doing a lot of work at the venue as well, at the community space, doing some painting.
We have. So we had to spend a number of weeks cleaning out, which we did, and we've, over the summer break, because that's the only time we closed, we painted the building inside. So we've got a really flash-looking stage. We've got two feature walls. Not everyone's going to agree on the colour. And then the rest of the white walls. So it's all spruced up to start up again this week, this Thursday, when we start our dinners up.
So 10th birthday for Kauha, and you've got a great celebration coming soon.
We have. So not this Thursday, but the following, which is the 13th of February, from 6 till 9, we'll be celebrating. So we have a local singer, guitarist, piano player who has volunteered pretty much all the last year playing at Kauha. He'll be starting it off. One of our committee members has insisted on doing karaoke, so we'll be doing
Kauha karaoke.
Yes, Kauha karaoke. So it'll be a battle between her and our bookkeeper, as they're both keen to get up. And then near the end, we'll have Nisi Smith and the White Pearls, who was just playing before with Rhiann and Melanie. So we're a bit excited about that.
Yeah.
And a local person's going to be photographing on the night, which will be great. And we've invited a lot of our volunteers to come along, ex-committee members. And, we hope that everyone just comes along and celebrates what they've done.
Yeah.
It's not about an individual. It's about, you know, a whole stack of people in the community that have done something, you know, really good.
Mm. I think that's the beautiful thing about this story about Kohara is that first step was really walking with community, seeing who's interested, who wants to be part of it, and really going through that 18-month journey before anything starts to really gather the community. We've made this happen. Mm. And then you've still got volunteers 10 years later.
We do.
Being part of it and every week. And it's growing with your new home and new opportunities. It's amazing to see.
That's right. And just the other thing that we have too, which we've had for 10 years actually, is our veggie garden at Warburton Primary School.
Mm.
And we have volunteers looking after that as well. And that's going on literally 10 years.
Yes.
So that's great.
And that produce from that market comes down and gets cooked.
Yep, it does. And as I said, the menu changes every week. It's never the same.
Yeah.
It just depends on what produce. So we get pumpkin. We get a lot of pumpkin things.
Yes.
So, but that's also that whole seasonal thing as well. And what excess we have, that's what we use. And if we have any at the end of the night, we give it out to anyone that's left at the cafe.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what you do. But also, people want to support by coming down and celebrating and donating or coming to events. But you also have a catering business, which is obviously a social enterprise part of Kohara.
Yep.
So if people are thinking of, I've got an event coming up or I'd like to do some catering for a meeting or a party, they can actually get their catering through Kohara.
Absolutely, yeah. And we have done, you know, we did a 60th birthday party last year.
Mm-hmm.
We do a number of meetings and, we also do stalls at places like Ecos at the Ecotopia.
Yes.
We did the catering at Giro della Donna last year, at the end of last year as well. So we're always available for that sort of thing as well. And RSL, we've done a lot of catering for the RSL, local RSL, for their lunches. And we cater to what they need.
Yep, and it's amazing food. I've tasted it. It is incredible food that you do. And amazing high quality. Like, this is...
Yeah, yep. That's right. It's, you know, it's good quality. We're not about just because we've got a few veggies, we'll just give them that.
Yes.
It is made into a good meal. And we're very lucky to have, two fantastic chefs that have been involved with Kohara for 10 years.
Yeah.
That know how to cook and, you know, are very passionate about providing good food.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So next Thursday.
Yep, the 13th.
At the Warburton Seniors Hall, which is the new home for Kohara Community House.
Yep, it's 25A Dammons Road, Warburton. And we'll be starting off at 6 o'clock and we'll be going to about 9. Come in and have a meal. And we'll have finger food while people are waiting for their meals as well.
So bring your family-friendly activities.
Yep, absolutely.
Bit of pool, bit of music.
Yep.
Be fantastic. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Good luck next Thursday. I'll be there. Hopefully I see the listeners here as well coming down. And excited to see the next chapter for Kohara in your new home.
Absolutely. We are too.
Thank you, Sian.
Thank you.
Cheers.